Vayter in Shasper and Daf Yudalf, picking it up on Yudam and Beis by the bottom of the page. We were speaking about when the great sages would start off speaking on Megillas Esther, so they would start off with a drasha, and now we continue with Rav Dimi, right in the middle of the line, bottom line. Rav Dimi by Yitzchak Pasach Pischa Lahai Parsha Mehacha. When you start off talking Megillas Esther, you would start from the following idea. Beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph. We are slaves, but in our servitude, our God has not forsaken us. He's directed the goodwill of the Persian kings towards us. Amosai, when did this happen? Bizman Haman, at the times of Haman, because we know that there was bad stuff going on, and it ended up helping. Rashi says, Pasuku b'sefer Ezra, b'sefer v'yayta leinu chesed l'fnei sari pras, l'sis aleinu michya. The fact that we ended up surviving. Hashem saved us. Vayter. Reb Chanina bar Papa Pasuk LaPischa LaParsha Miyacha. He used to say from the following Pasuk in Tehillim, Mir Kavta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Ba'ish B'mayim. You set up for us a person. A person L'Roshenu over our head. Banu Ba'ish B'mayim. He came through fire and through water. All right, what does this mean? Ba'esh means b'mei Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. That was Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. That was during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, who was a Rasha, who threw us into the Kivshan. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they threw him into the fire, into the furnace. So b'mayim, and with b'mayim, b'mei Paro. It's talking about the times of Paro. Yeah, because they used to throw the babies into the river. Matzeinu l'revaya, b'mei Haman, you took us out to abundance. That was talking about during the times of Haman. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach Pischa Lahayim Parsha Samiacha. Zachar Chastav Emunosel Beis Yisrael. Ro'u Ko Afse Aretz Eish Yeshuas Elokeinu. Recall this kindness and faithful pledge to the house of Israel. All ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Amosai Ro'u Ko Afse Aretz Eish Yeshuas Elokeinu. When is it true that we saw such an idea? Rashi says, Shadavar Nigla L'Kola Umos, that it was for all nations, it was Nigla. Shahochul Igeris B'chol Olam, that the letter went through the whole world. Mordechai and Esther, the time of Mordechai and Esther, that everybody knew about the miracle. Rosh Lakish Pasach L'Pischa L'Ha Parsha Mihacha, he said it from the following, Ari Noheim V'Dov Shokek, Moshe Rasha Al Am Dol, a roaring lion and a growling bear, so is a wicked ruler over a poor nation. What does this mean? We break it down. Ari Noheim, a lion which is roaring, Zenev Chadnetzar HaRasha, the Chsebe, it says Nebuchadnezzar about him that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the lion got up from the thicket, from the svach. Dov shokik, a growling bear. Ze Achashverosh, d'chsebe, it says about him, Va'aru chiva achari tinyana damya deladov. And behold, another beast, the second one, which is like a bear. This is a pasuk in Daniel, where he saw four different animals, which came out about the four different malchios that are going to come against the Jewish people. And this was the second one of those. But Tani of Yosef taught, Eilu parsiyam sha'ochen v'shosen kedov, musar balam basar kedov, umegadlin ser kedov, ve'en lemenucha kedov. This is talking about bears. The Persians are considered like bears. They eat and drink like a bear, and they're very fleshy like a bear, and they have a lot of hair like a bear, and they're also never relaxed. They're never chill. They're never no menucha like a bear. Moshel Rasha, a wicked ruler, Zehaman Bu, that's Haman. Al Amdal over a nation that's poor, Elu Yisrael. This is Bnei Yisrael. Hashem Dalim in a mitzvos. They were weak, they were lacking from mitzvos. He learned that from the file. He started up like this. Through being lazy, the ceiling fell down, and through doing nothing, and through just nothingness of the hands, the house is leaking. Because of the laziness of the Jewish people, this is a throwback to Tainus, my friends of Zion. He made the son of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a reference to Hashem, and made Hashem mach poor, so to speak. Rashi says, it's like he wasn't able to save us. Like we put ourselves in this matzav, and now we have to get the smackdown. Vein mach el ani, when it says mach, means it's a lotion of ani, of anias, of poor. Shenar of im machu me'arkecha. This book says in Vayikra, and he was too poor from assessment. Vein mikra, mikara ela kodesh baruch mikara, meaning from the roof, it's reference to Hashem. Shemar mikara b'mayim ali osav, the pasuk in Tehillim, who roofs the with water his ali osav, his upper areas. Of Nachma Yitzchak pasuk la pischa lahay parshtam yachal. He dashim for the following shir amalot. Luli Hashem shayil lanu yomer na Yisrael. Luli Hashem shayil lanu bekum aleinu adam. So it says that as Hashem wouldn't, if he wouldn't be with us, and then let B'nai Yisrael say now, if Hashem wasn't with us when a man came up against us. What does that mean? Adam v'lamelech, it was a person and not a king who came against us. That was, says Rashi, Zehaman bu. This is talking about Haman. Rav pasachal basir b'hai pashtam yacha. Rav came along and he said from the following idea, from the following place. Birchos sadikim yismach ha'am v'moshel rasha ye'anech. When the righteous are raised up, the people are happy. They're in state of simcha. But when the rishayim are up and people ye'anech, they sigh, they moan. Birvos tzadikim yismach ha'am. When the tzadikim are up, so the people are happy. Mordechai Esther dichsev v'ir shushan tzala v'samecha. Mordechai and Esther, everything was great. Moshel Rashi and Nacham, but when the Rashi was there, it was bad. Zehaman dichsev v'ir shushan. That they were in a very bad state. Rav Masnal Meracha of Matthew said, he would start from the following saying, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. What great nation do we have that Hashem is close to it? Rav Ashi Amar Meracha, he would say from the following, Patsuk, oh, Hanisa Elokim, is there any other power that has done miracles? The full pasuk is Zohar Nisa Elokim Lavo Lakachas Lo Goy Mikar of Goy Masa So Osa So Mosim Mecham Yer Chazak of Zohar Tuya Barim Gedol Mechol Asher Asa Lechem Hashem Elokim Mitzayim Leinecha. Anyone ever did for you like Hashem did for you? No way. Vayi Mechashvero Shnami Go Vayter. The first pasuk is Vayi Mechashvero. Amar Rav. What does it mean? Vayehi Vay Vehi. It's a breakdown of two different words, which are like Oy, like Vay, Woe to us, and he is Lashon of Avelus. Hadad Dixiv. On this it says, V'ismakartem, about this it says, V'ismakartem sham lo'ivecha la'avadim l'shvachos. And you're going to sell yourself to your oivim, to your enemies, to be slaves and shvachos. U'shmuel amar, and Shmuel says, that lo ma'astim b'lo ga'altim. Oh, okay, period. Sorry about that. Period from the previous statement. Rashi says on the last thing we said, Hadar d'chsev, masha kosa b'toyra ve'ein konen. There's not going to be anyone to buy us. We're going to sell us, there's not going to be anyone to buy us. Gazar hamanbu, shelo ye adam rashai liknos mehem le'eved. Haman was gozer that are not allowed to go and buy us for an eved. So even though we try to sell it, it won't end up working. Shmuel amr, Shmuel says, lo ma'astim v'lo ge'altim L'chalosam, says that he would learn, he would take from the pasuk, and he would say that I haven't been ma'os or ga'altim l'chalosam, and we're going to break down each one of them. Be ma'os is like disgusting, ga'altim also a lashon of grossness, of chucking them in order l'chalosam, to destroy them. Lo ma'astim b'me'yavanim, I wasn't disgusted by them in the times of Yavan. Talking about the Yidden. V'lo ga'altim b'mei Nebuchadnezzar. I didn't reject them during the times of Nebuchadnezzar. L'chalosam, to destroy them, b'mei Haman. Then there's Haman, boo. L'hafer b'risi itam b'mei Parsim, to break my bris with them. That's in the times of the of Pras. Ki ani Hashem lokeichem, I'm Hashem the God, b'mei Gog u'Magog. B'masnisatan, in the Brisa it was taught, Lom astim b'mei kastim, that I wasn't disgusted by them, talking about the times of the kastim. She'amadati lehem, Daniel, Hanani, Mishova, Azariah, I set up for them, Daniel, Hanani, Mishova, Azariah, that are going to help them. V'lo ga'altim b'nei Yivanim, I didn't reject them in the times of the Yivanim. She'amadati lehem, Shimon HaTzadik, V'chashmon HaYibanim, U'matisyo, Kohen Gadol, Hashem set up for each generation, there'll be someone to help us. L'chalosim b'nei Haman bu, to destroy him to the days of Haman. She'amadati lehem, Mordechai v'Esther, L'hafir brisi itam, b'mei parsiim. To go ahead and break my bris with them in the times of the Parsiim, Shamati Lahem shall base Rebbe v'chachme doyrois. I gave them all these great, great people that were around at the time. Ki Hashem Elokeichem la'os elavo. I'm Hashem the God la'os elavo. She'ain kol uma v'loshin yichol lishol behem. In the time that is going to come when no people are going to be able to go ahead and rule over them. Rabbi Levi Mermiacha, he used to say the following: "V'im lo torishu es yoshe aretz." If you're not going to torish es yoshe aretz, to drive out the inhabitants of the land, this is talking about when with Amalek, to go and get rid of them. So that's the Hebrew start from that pasuk, to get rid of them. Makes a lot of sense. Talking about Amalek over here. Rashi says, "Af elu nenshu al shechamal Shaul." Al Amalek, the fact that Shaul was had Rachmanas on Amalek. Rabbi Chia Amar Meachi, he would start from the following: V'haya kasher dimisi la'asos lahem es elachem. It's going to pass that what I thought to do to them, I'm going to do to you. Which Rashi says almost happened. Af elu kemat kalu. This is the pasuk following the previous one, saying that if you don't go ahead, you got to get rid of all the enemies. And if not, then it's going to end up being a bad news, which basically almost happened. Chalila by the time of Haman. Achashverosh. Okay, now we jump into back to different roshes with the actual psukim. Rashi, the Gra says, as in Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, it was in the times of Achashverosh. Amar Rav Vayhi, from the Lashon Vayhi is Vayhi. That's a Vayhi Achashverosh Amar Rav Kanzer Chlomar. All right. Achiv shel that's Vayhi, and it says Achiv shel Rosh. Achashverosh is he was the brother of the head. Ben Gilo Sherosh, and he was the. We're gonna see what this means. We're gonna dash on what it means. So now Achiv Sherosh, he was the brother of the Rosh. Achiv shel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Hashanik Rosh. He was the brother of Nebuchadnezzar, who was called the Rosh. Shenemar Antu Reisha Didahava. Pasuk says Daniel that you're the head of gold. Ben Gila Sherosh, he's very similar to the Rosh, meaning to Nebuchadnezzar. Hu harag hu bikesh la'arog. The Nebuchadnezzar, we know he would kill people, and Achashverosh wanted to kill. So we see a nice similarity. Hu hechriv hu bikesh la'arog. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Achashverosh tried to go and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar u'malchus Achashverosh betchilas malchuso kasu sitna al Yosef Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. It was during the time of Achashverosh, at the beginning when he became the king, they wrote something against the people that were living against the Jews at the time. So he one did destroy, one wanted to destroy. Okay, and now more. Shmuel Amar shehushchiru p'neim shel Yisrael b'yam of kishule kedera. He blackened the face of Achashverosh from the notion of hushchar, like darkened and blackened. In the time, the face of Yidden became as dark as the bottom of a pot that was burned. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Shezochro Amar Ach Larosho. Ach Larosho. Anybody who would say, and they'd say, Ach Larosho, oh, woe to his head. Rashi says, Ach Lekloshan of Oy. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakol Nasu Russian Biyama. Everyone became Russian, everyone became poor during his times. Why did they become poor? Because Shanemar Vayasam Melech Achashverosh Mas. Achashverosh made taxes. Next, who Achashverosh? What does it say? Who Achashverosh? This is Vahibi Me Achashverosh. Who Achashverosh? So that's people like to make a mistake. Vahibi Me Achashverosh. Who? Achashverosh. Oh. Who Achashverosh? Who Birisho Bimitchilosva itself? He was a Russia from the beginning until the end. This guy went straight through. Who Esav? Who Berisho Mitchilosav Atzof? We find Esav also. The pasuk says in Bereishis that he was a Rasha from beginning to end. Who Dasan Aviron? This is Dasan Aviron. Hein Berishon Mitchilosav Atzof. They were like they were Rishayim from the beginning to the end. This week's parsha Dasan Aviron. They came along and said, "Were you going to kill us? So you killed the Mitzri?" Weiter, who am Melech Achaz? We say about Achaz also, who be Rishaso, Mitchilas of Atzofo. He was Arusha from the beginning until the end. Avraham, we know we have by Avram, who Avraham? He is Avraham, who be Sitko, Mitchilas of Atzofo. He was righteous from the beginning to end. Who Aaron, who Moshe, him be Sitkos, and Mitchilas of Atzofo. And they remained righteous from the beginning to the end. With David, who Katan. David, he was the Katan, was the smallest of them all, was the youngest. This is in Sefer Shmuel. It says he was the youngest of them all. And who bekatnuso mitchilosa atzofo, what does that mean? He was humble. He was low. He lowered himself from the beginning to the end. Kashem shaknuso hikten atzmo etzel misha gadol mimena b'toyro kach b'machuso hikten atzmo etzel misha gadol mimena b'chachma. Just like when it came to the idea, when he was young, he would lower himself in someone who was greater than him when it came to Teda, so too, when he was the Melech, he would lower himself in front of someone who was greater than him, b'chachma and wisdom. Hamolech, it says, v'hu ha-chashverosh, hamolech mehodu v'adkosh. What's hamolech? Amar Rav, shamolech me'atzmo. He became a king from himself. Says Rashi, shloya mizera melucha. He wasn't from the Zera of Malucha. He really didn't come from blue blood, as they call. Amri Lele Shvach. Some say this was like a positive statement. Amri Lele Ganai. Some say this is like a negative statement. Amri Lele Shvach. The law of Inish, the Chosh of Lamakakov, I say there was no one who was roy to be the king like him. That's one way of darshaning this. So he must have been pretty chashev to get there. From Lele Gnai, Delove Chazi Lemachusa. The opposite. Some say it was gross. It was bad. I mean, he wasn't fit to be a king. Umamono Yeseru, the Yav Vikam. It was because he had a lot of cash. He ended up basically buying him his way into the kingdom. Mehodu Vyad Kosh, from Hodu until Kosh, Rav Shmuel. Chadamar Hodu B'Sof Olam, B'Kush B'Sof Olam. One says they're on one side of the world, and one says the other side of the world, and he ruled from one side to the other. V'Chadamar, and the other one says, Hodu B'Kush, Gabi Hadad, the Avukami, they were right next to each other. Kishim Shemalach Al Hodu V'Kush, just like he ruled from both of those. Kach Malach B'Sof Olam, Matzofo, so too he ruled from the entire world. Kaya Yotze B'Dover, similarly, at the Omer, we find when it says in the Pasuk in Malachim, Ki Hu Rode B'Chol Eivar Anar, Mitifsach V'Ad Aza. So what Shlomo Melech, that he was reigning over and ruling over from this side of the river, all side of the river, from Tifsach until Aza, Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar Tifsach B'Sof Olam, V'Aza B'Sof Olam, one says one side of one, one says the other. V'Chad Amar Tifsach V'Aza B'Had Yodah, they have a camera, they're right next to each other. But again, Kishim Shemalach Tifsach V'Aza, Kach Malach Kol Olam Kulo. Just like he ruled over one, he ruled over the entire world. Then the Pasuk continues. Sheva V'Esim Amir Medina, 127 provinces. Amar Rav Chista says, B'Tchila Malach Al Sheva, U'B'Sof Malach Al Esrim, U'B'Sof Malach Al Mea. It went in orders. He ruled 7, and then he got 20, and then he got 100. That's why it says 127. Elamayat fracting Amara Ushne Chaye Amram Sheva Ushloshim Ma'ashana. My darsh is bay. How did you darsh in this when it says that the years of Amram were 7 and 30 and 100? You're gonna say that he lived 7 then 30 and 100? Obviously. So Shani Hacha says no, this is different. Dekro Yiserahu. Because it ends up being totally extra. Michtik, Siv Mehdu Bekush. Because we know that it says that he was a ruler of Hodev El Kush. Sheva Esam Me'a Medina Lamali. Why do I have to say that? Shema Minol Adrashim. Must be. Because we're coming to Darshan. We're supposed to Darshan it. Tan Rabbanan. Shlosha Malchu B'Kippa. There are three that ruled the entire world. Rashi says, Tachas Kol Kippa Sarakia. They rocked it all. Ve'elu Hein. Achav V'Chashverosh V'Nuvuchadnetzar. Achav ruled the whole world. That'll be see. D'chsev. Because it says, Chai Hashem Elokecha. This is where Eliyahu HaNavi, Achav was looking for him. He wanted to get him. So he says, like, as Hashem lives, there's no nation or kingdom where we wasn't looked to, sent to look for you. And we have Mesos Hashat finishes off. V'armu ein, that he's not here. V'yishpia samamlecha hamamlecha. The Esagoi, and they swore that he wasn't there. Vi lo da'ava malach elai, back in the Gemara, if he didn't rule over them, heichi matzim mashbalu, how could he make them swear? Masi ruled over. Nebuchadnezzar, we know he ruled over the whole world because the Pasuk says, v'hoya ha'goiv ha'mamlacha, asher lo yitin estavaro ba'ol melech bovel. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is saying that it will be that the nation, the kingdom, and the Pasuk goes on to say that it's not going to serve. Rashi is sarach lomer yavdu oso, as Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavavas Asher Lo Yiten, and if they don't go ahead and you don't follow it, then wawa we were bad news, they're going to get punished, and it's going to be really, really bad. So we see that Nebuchadnezzar ruled over the world. Achashverosh had Amra, and Achashverosh, that's what we said, that he ruled from one side to the other side. Beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Rashi in the top right, it says here Simon Shazdach. He says Simon Shlomo Sancheriv Daryavish and Koresh. Says Vasuleka, what, there were no more kings than the three that we said before? Vayikas Shlomo, what about Shlomo? He ruled the entire world. Why isn't he on the list? Lo Sulik Malchuse. He didn't finish. Rashi says Lo Hishlim Malchus. He didn't finish off his Malchus. Shari Nitrad. He was Torud. Kedemim Mitzchakas Gitten. And we're talking about those who actually finished off. Ha Nichal Mandamer Melech VeHedyot. If you say that someone was a king and then he became a regular regular person, and he never came back to being king again. You want to say that he, the one who says that he was a melech, he was a king. And then he was a commoner, a simple person, then he became the king again. Michael Lemaimer, why didn't you put him in this shtickle to add him in? He was the king. Says Gemara, Shlomo Milsa Chrita Havabeh. He had something that none of them had. And what was that? Shemelech al Yonim v'al Tachtonim. He ruled over the uppers and over the lowers. What's over the uppers? Meaning over Shadim. Shemelech is a pasuk says, V'yishiv Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. And Shlomo sat on the Kisei of Hashem. So you see, he ruled over them as well, and they didn't have such power. Ivo, have a Sancheirev. What about Sancheirev? The pasuk says about him, Dechsev mi, mi b'chol elokei ha'aretzos, ha'ila she'itzilu es artzam miyadi. Which of the gods of these lands have saved the land from my hand? Which means that he had it all. So why isn't Sancheirev mentioned over here? This Gemara, Yerushalayim dol kavsha. Because Yerushalayim ir kodesh, she wasn't able to be kovesh. Hi, Voike Daryavish. What about Daryavish? We know that he ruled over the Chsiv. Daryavish, Malka Ksav, L'cholam Amaya, Umiya, V'lishnaya, Didoyim, V'chol Arish, L'omchon Yishge. The Pasuk says that Daryavish, he wrote, all the people, the nations, the languages that live in all the earth, your peace should multiply. He was able to write to everyone because he ruled over everyone. Ha'ika Sheva Dalo Malach Alayu. The Gemara says there were seven areas that he actually didn't rule over. Dechsev, Shvar Kadam Dayavish, V'akim Al Machusa La Chashadar Panya Mea V'esrin. And Dayavish was happy and he set up over the kingdom 127 governors. There was 120 that he ruled over, seven he didn't. I Vayki Koresh, but a Koresh, Sechsev, the Pasuk says, Koam Ar Koresh Melech Pras, Komam Lechosa, Eretz Nosan Li Hashem. So all the kings of earth Hashem gave to me. Okay, so why don't you add him in? Hasam Ishtabuchehu Dekam Shtabach Menafshei. He was praising himself, so he can't really trust that it's true that he actually ruled over such a thing. Okay, back to the Megillah. The pasuk says, "Bayamim ahim kishavas hamelech." Next pasuk goes on to say, "Rashi says mashma betchilas malchusa uvahader kasuksev b'shnas shalosh." It's mashma that it was in the beginning, "Bayamim ahim kishavas hamelech," but it also said it was in the shlish, the third year, "Ksev basay b'shnas shalosh lamalcho," in the third year. So what's going on? It's the beginning of the third. Amar Rabbi says, "My kishav." So does it mean that he sat la'achesh in this yashva daito? Means after he calmed down. Rashi shemitchila yedoig shiotzi yisrael mitachas yado. He was worried the Jews would leave. Right, but kishigmu shivim shana legalus bavel. La'achshav nishasha when 70 years of galus left, but now he did. He didn't, so he felt at ease. We know that the Yidden was supposed to have a 70-year gullus and then go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he was worried that was going to happen. But he said, Belshazzar, when Belshazzar did, who was the king before him, he made a bit of a shtickl mistake in his calculation. What was it? Belshazzar chishivatai made a mistake. Ana chashiv dolvotinu, I made a cheshbin for the 7 years are going to be, and they finished now, and it's in the third year of his becoming the king, and now it's done, I am not wrong with the way that I understand the count. Frank the Gemara, Mayhi. What does that mean? Rashi says, Chush b'nei de Belshazzar v'tehusei. What was his cheshbon? Belshazzar's cheshbon and his mistake. The Chsev, as the Pasuk says, that ki lefi malos lebavel shivim shana efkod eschem. In 70 years are finished in Bavel, I'm going to come ahead and efkod eschem, I'm going to remember you. Chsev, and the Pasuk says as well, lemalos lechorvos yushalayim shivim shana. To finish off the 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim. According to Belshazzar, he thought that the 70 years started from when Nebuchadnezzar came to be king. And Chashov Arbein V'chamesh Nebuchadnezzar V'esem Atlas Te'evah Merudach V'tarte D'day. So put 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 years of Evah Merudach, who's after him, and then two of his own, Hashivna comes out to 70 years, 45, 23, is 68, and the other two is 70. So Hashivim, that's 70 in total. And he's like, and he's still being owned by us non-Jews. So he said, it must be the whole thing is gone. Afik money to be makdashal v'shtamishvu. So he took out all the stuff from the Beis HaMikdash, the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash, and he used them. V'shtamishvu, he started to use it, you know, to celebrate and to show that it was everything was fine. Okay, nice cheshbon. Where'd you get that from, though? Nebuchadnezzar, Nal and Darbani Mechamishin Malach. How do we know he ruled for 45 years? The Amar Mar, as he said, Galu b'sheva, Galu b'shmona, Galu b'shmona asrei, and Galu b'tsha asrei. They were exiled in all these different years, in the 7th year, the 8th year, in the 18th year, and in the 19th. So now, let's break it down. Galu b'sheva, l'kibisho yakam galusio yachin. When the first one was from someone named Yoyachin, that was by the battle of Yoyachin. Yehoyakim. Again, when it says 7 and 8, what it means is that they were exiled. This is called the Gullus of Yehoyachin. It happened in the 7th year after Nebuchadnezzar had a war of what's known as that of Yehoyakim, which was Shishmon Nebuchadnezzar, which is actually the 8th year of him reigning his power in. Now, that is the first part. Now, the second part, Gullu B'Shmon HaSay L'Kibosho Yehoyakim Gullus Tzidkiyo, that of the Gullus of Tzidkiyo happened in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar when he was by the battle of Yehoyakim. Shichase Nebuchadnezzar, which is really the 19th rule. So how do we know Nebuchadnezzar, he was able to go ahead and conquer Yehoyakim in the second year? In the first year, he conquered Nineveh. Shnia, Kish Kibosh Yehoyakim. And the second year, he was able to be Kovesh Yehoyakim. Now we get to see the 45. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'shloshim v'sheva shana l'golos Yehoyachin. It was the 37th year after the golos of Yehoyachin, Melch Yehudah, b'shnei masar chodesh, in the 12th month, b'esim v'chamisha, the chodesh, in the 25th of the month, nasa elam rudach, melech bavel, b'shnas malchuso, and as rosh Yehoyachin, Melch Yehudah, v'yotzeo so, mi'bayis haklu. So Elam Rudach was above the Bavel king, first year of his reign, he lifted up the head of Yehoyachin, Melech Yehuda, and brought him from jail. Fascinating. So what do we see? Tamani, that was Nebuchadnezzar, was 8 years before Yehoyachin, with Tlasin V'sheva, and then 37 years. Hariya Bayin Chamesh, the Nebuchadnezzar. So you see from there that he was the king for 45 years. All right, and ve'esim mitlost elvam rudach gemara v'tarti d'day ha-shivin. 23 years of elvam rudach, that we know as a tradition. V'tarti d'day ha-shivin. Now, you have 2 years from Belshazzar, that comes up to be 70 from the time of Bavel. So, what do you see? The third year of his reign. Amar hashta v'adai su'lo mifrikei. Now, for sure, they're not going to be redeemed. We're good. Apik mani debi makdashu v'shtamashu. He took out the stuff of the candle base. Mikdashu is mishtamash. Hainu, and this is what the Gamarli Daniel. Daniel said to him, v'amori shemai yisro mamta u'lamanayu debai se haises kadamach. He said, if the mori of the shemaya, you raise yourself above it, and the vessels of his house they brought before you. Uksiv be belelya ketil Belshazzar Malka Kasta. It says that night Belshazzar ended up getting killed. Right, the night that he made this party. Uksiv Doyavish Mada Kabel Machusa Kvar Shnin Shitin Vitartin. And it says that Doyavish, he got the kingship when he was 62 years old. Clearly, Belshazzar made a big mistake there. Achashverosh didn't make the mistakes. Amar Iu Mita Toi, he made a mistake. Anachashivna Velotoi, I'm going to do a little cheshbon, and I'm not going to make a mistake. Miksev Lemalchus Bavel. Lebavel Ksev. Does it say that the 70 years started when they have the Malchus of Bavel? Like Belshazzar said. Answer is no. My Lebavel, Legolus Bavel. What it means is, from the Gullus of Yehoyachin, which happened in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar being the king, and the 70-year stuff started at that time, according to Achashverosh understood it. Kama b'tzeir, ma'ala b'vil, gulis b'vil, kama b'tzeir, and which is that lacking, t'mani, 8 years, because they're going to take away 8 years. Choshev v'ayal chilufayu. So we did that, he took into account, and choshev v'ayal chilufayu, Achashverosh set it up, and he put in the way that working out this math with these 8 years. He did his cheshbon saying chada de Belshazzar, 1 year of Belshazzar, because he didn't put that in. V'chamish d'Daryavish v'Koresh, 5 years of Koresh and Daryavish. And the chamish d'Daryavish v'Koresh, 5 years of Daryavish and Koresh. V'tarti d'day, and 2 of his own years, ha-shiv, and that comes out to 70 years. So he was very excited. Kevin the Chazi the Malu Shivim Velo Ifer, since he saw that he finished 70 years and they didn't leave, they weren't redeemed. Amar Hashtavadi Sulo Mifrika, they're certainly not going to be saved. Abig Mani Devi Magdashil, the Ishtamish Shusha took out the Kalim and he started to be Mishtamish in the Kalim. Bas Satan, Marikid Bene, Bahargis Vashti. So Satan came and danced with them and he killed Vashti. Frak the Gemara, I, Vaha Shape Choshev. He did his shtickle right. So why did it take a lot more years until he finally, the Jewish people finally got redeemed, if the chesmon is actually correct? So the Gemara, Iu nami mitatoi. Nope, he also made a mistake because he did his chesmon of 7 years from Golas Yochan. He should have counted it from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which happened 11 years after Yochan was already chucked. So, if Kama would say him, still, how many do we take out? Chatzve, 11 years from the Gullus and the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Iu Kama Malach, how long did he rule? Achashverosh, Abarase, 14 years. Barabarase, the day, Ivele, Lemivde, Beis HaMikdash. The 14th year of him being the king, he should have gone, stopped, and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Alma, what do we see? Amaksev, Bidayin Betelus Avidas Besalah Di Bishlechem. So it comes out, Taka, that so come up and say how much you're missing. Chatzrei actually missing 11 years. Iu Kamamalach, how long did Achashverosh rule? Arbeasar, he ruled for 14 years. Arbeasar did they even lay the Mivdei Besamigdash? So in the 14th years, he should have rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Alamak Siv, Bidayan, Bitalis, Ividas Beis HaLukah, Dibir Shlechem. So why does it say then the work of the temple of Hashem is in Yerushalayim was discontinued, was stopped? Amarava, Shana Mikuto Savu. What it means is that there were chetzi amount because the stuff wasn't... You had years that weren't full years, but they counted them like full years. That's some of a shun and mikutos, however, there were years that were like mikuta that were cut off, but they considered like a full year. Anyway, Sly said he also made a mistake in his calculations as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop off here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.